Thank you.
1703.
Chip, last two.
RWR9.
We've already got it.
Yeah. They're under control. It's over.
You're a good guy.
Okay, these are.
I didn't want to tell them because they all run like rats out of here.
These are old business items. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing October 25th for CU 1703, and the County Council held their public hearing November 13th of 07. The Commission reviewed this application under old business on November 29th, 2007. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the Commission recommend a denial of conditional use 1703 for RWR9 LLC for general offices with warehousing based on a record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, Mr. Johnson does not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property. Two, the purpose of this application is to allow a conditional use for offices with warehousing. While there is some limited business or commercial zoning or uses nearby along Route 9, the majority of the area is residential and none of the other business uses that exist are of the same large scale as this one. This application is proposing over 50,000 square feet of general office space and warehousing and 182 parking spaces with six buildings on less than 6 acres. Three, Mr. Johnson believes that there are other locations that are currently zoned for business or commercial use that are available and better suited for the intended use. Four, a project of this nature and size would compound traffic in an area that, according to DelDOT, is already operating at unacceptable levels of service. A similar conditional use application to operate small business offices with warehousing, but on a much smaller scale, located almost directly across Route 9, was recommended for denial by the Planning and Zoning Commission on January 26, 2006, for essentially the same reasons. The application does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the neighborhood or community, and the proposed uses are not consistent with the purposes of the AR1 district as set forth in the County Zoning Code. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, second, and it carried 3-2 to forward this application to the County Council with the recommendation that it be denied for the reasons stated. And there was a vote by roll call. Mr. Smith voted against the motion. Mr. Gordy voted for it. Mr. Johnson for it. Mr. Burton for it. And Mr. Wheatley against it. And once again, that was 3-2 vote.
Questions for Mr. Abbott?
Nope.
Read it, Mr. Griffin.
Let's see.
He gave us facts and findings, but that's only if everybody wants it read, right, Shane? Is that right?
Lawrence provided you a copy of proposed findings of facts and conditions that were submitted by the applicants.
I'll read the title, but when you get ready to do a motion, maybe I could comment just a little bit on what the proposed motion should say. The title is, it's an application of RWR9 to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for general offices and mini storage to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5.9 acres, lying south of Route 9, 908 feet southwest of the intersection with County Road 282. As far as the form of the motion, it has to be in the affirmative or positive to bring it up for a vote. So maybe we could consider something like this. I move that we recommend approval of CU 1703 for RWR9 LLC for warehousing and general office space based on the record made at the public hearing and for the reasons contained in the proposed findings of facts submitted by Mr. Lank, which were the applicant's proposed findings of fact.
Okay. Somebody like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second. I have a motion and second to approve CU 1703. And how many stipulations was that there?
Those were findings of fact.
Okay.
If you, there were no proposed conditions.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to approve CU 1703. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
I believe my vote will be no. It's out of character with the surrounding neighborhood. It's on Route 9, which is a beach access route, which is already experiencing heavy traffic loads. It has some mixed uses in the area, but most of the mixed uses are small rural businesses. This is also designated as a low-density area. And my feeling is that this application has all the appearances and the earmarks of a high-density type of development. So I would say no.
Phillips?
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning to deny, I will vote no.
Mr. Rogers?
Based on the record and recommendation, planning and zoning commission, vote no.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is no also. I agree with P&Z's decision.
With the seven reasons that P&Z turned it down, I agree with. There is, as Mr. Cole said, there is some commercial enterprise out there. However, 189 parking spaces is way too big for that area. My vote is no. Motion is denied.
Yes!
We don't need that. I appreciate it. Hold it down. We don't do this for no public show, even though it looks like it sometimes.
Even though it looks like it.
I'm glad we made you happy. Maybe we made some mad, I'm sure. Okay, next one.
50-50 today.
Like 1752.
1752.
This is an application to consider a conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for multifamily dwelling structures, 16 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land line and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 4.1 acres more or less, lying northeast of Road 358 and northwest of Road 357. The Commission held their public hearing on September 13th. They deferred action. County Council held a public hearing on October the 2nd. You deferred action on October the 18th. The Commission reviewed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated that he would move that the Commission recommend approval of CU 1752 for Michael Orndorff for multifamily dwellings in a GR district based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is in an area where other residential development has occurred, including single-family, multifamily, mobile homes, and camping developments. The project is consistent with those developments and will essentially be an infill development in this area of Cedar Neck. The project currently contains approximately 27,000 square feet of woodlands. The design with 16 townhomes preserves a great deal of woodlands and open space. Three, the perimeter of the site will be buffered with existing trees and additional trees where necessary. The project is in a development district according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update. Stipulations placed upon this approval, there will be no adverse impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. And this recommendation for approval subject to the following conditions. Maximum number of residential dwelling units shall not exceed 16 units, subject to the approval of the County Engineering Department. All entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. The amenities, including gazebos and tot lots, shall be constructed and open to use by residents within 2 years of issuance of the first building permit for the project. The project will be served by a county sewer district. It must be constructed in accordance with the requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. The project shall be served by a public central water system, providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The project shall use individual trash cans or carts to serve the townhomes' disposal needs as opposed to centralized dumpsters. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Sidewalks shall be installed along at least one side of all streets, and street lights shall be installed. The applicant shall submit, as part of the site plan review, a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, as well as buffers along the perimeter of the project. construction site work grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on offer to the property shall only occur between hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. And the final site plan for the project shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Gordy. Carried unanimously to forward this application to the County Council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carries 4-0.
Questions, Mr. Abbott? Being none, read the title. Mr. Griffin.
Application of Michael Orndorff to consider the conditional use of land in the GR residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, 16 units to be located in certain parts of land lying in being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 4.1 acres more or less, lying northeast of Road 358 Sandy Cove Road and northwest of 357 Cedar Neck Road.
So moved.
Got a motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Cole. To approve CU 1752 with the 12 conditions. Questions? Mr. Cole.
With the support of the Planning and Zoning's comments, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on Planning and Zoning's recommendation, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes also with P&Z with the 12 conditions.
P&Z, 12 conditions. My vote is yes. Motion is carried.
Make a motion for recess.
Nope, we got two more to go.
No,
let's get.
There's nobody here. We were gonna.
You don't want to do them.
We were gonna defer and do them first thing we start.
Read title vote on.
Huh?
We can read title vote on real quick.
No, he's got it done. He have to put in the record. It's gonna take 15 minutes to do them both.
Huh?
Recess.
I have a motion to recess.
Second,
Mr. Phillips. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
You got.
Mr. Jones didn't vote.
That's slow.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a slow reader.
Who? Shane?
I put it in the budget.